I don't know if we continued him just because we had other parcels or property, but he went up like 5,000%.
We hadn't on the other one that was in the floodplain. We hadn't ruled on that, but we ruled on that one this morning.
Which was 2,500.
Which was 2,500 an acre.
But that was only. But he's only got a small portion, and that other one had it all the way through.
You did get some more information.
Yeah.
Was he going to provide comps or something like that?
Your difficulty with the floodplain is almost everyone in Taney County has something to do with the floodplain. Even my property. One corner of it is floodplain.
I think he was sending like comps and like things.
Is this one you guys had when I was gone?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't remember at all.
Jesse, are you leaving it for?
I figured it out.
Okay.
I'm supposed to leave at 3:30.
Mother of five, I just think of those things.
Yep.
All right. This is the one where he said that, he's got Afshar to the west of him, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. And the Afshars brought their productivity proof in.
Afshar has productivity. They provided some sort of proof. And then he's got the Sonato, which is across the road, which is a large, it's only at 44.4. And then he's got the other strip there, Spotswood, and it's only values 150. I don't know what that's about, but I'll let you look at this first.
This is the new stuff he sent?
Huh?
This is the new stuff he sent?
Yeah, it came this morning.
Okay. Which he did say they had productivity.
And so Sonato's got productivity also. Who else should he put in? Do you want to look up?
So okay, so Sonato's value is actually higher, but his ag production, is that correct?
Sonato's got 135 acres, and 132 of his acreage is classed as a 6.
Which would be ag.
Again, he's got productivity.
And he's claiming they don't have productivity.
Who's claiming that?
Is what he's trying to claim, I think.
No, we've gotten proof.
No, I think he said he doesn't, that this guy doesn't have productivity.
Huh?
He doesn't. The one that is on the docket does not have productivity.
Correct.
That's why his value
went up. He's claiming the other ones. He was claiming there's discrimination because the other ones don't have productivity either, but they're being valued at less.
But you said the Afshars brought in proof of productivity.
Yeah.
Okay.
He brought in contracts where somebody's haying his land.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got this value. Is this, what school district is this?
Branson.
So we got part of it in the floodplain, but we've got, I don't know what the rest of it looks like.
I think he said it kind of went uphill, but you couldn't Like, there's only certain times you can cross over to go up because of the flood.
From the road?
Yes.
But he has access. Is there a bridge there? How does he get across?
I would assume he walks.
Well, in other words, is that
it's a creek? Dry creek bed, isn't it?
Is it dry, or is it?
You can take off the floodplain.
Yeah, I see that floodplain goes right through right there where the road's at.
Okay.
The road's in between.
Oh, so Reno Springs, so there's a little creek there, and then Reno Springs.
Yes.
Yeah, he just has to walk across the creek. There is a creek through.
Right. Yeah, he has to cross that to do anything.
Doesn't have access from the other side. I don't.
Mm-mm, doesn't look like it.
It's like just timber.
I don't remember where he said his access was from. We can ask those questions. Okay, do you want me to contact him?
Sure.
And basically, all the rest that are around have shown proof of production.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I have them, but they just slid out the back.
David,
this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. We had a long day, so we're just we're getting to you now. We got an opportunity to look at what you sent in, those beacon shots.
Right.
The primary issue seems to be that all of those properties have provided the assessor proof of some sort of production, ag production on them, and so they get a rating, and those values are set by the state in the Code of State Regulations if they have any kind of ag production. So if there's no ag production, then it goes to fair market value. So that's the difference with respect to those neighboring properties. And I don't know what they provided in those different circumstances, but they provided something that gave them an ag value with a classification. Yours would stay ag, but the question is, if there's no production, then we have to come to a fair market value type of, and that's, okay. Go ahead.
So it can go back to ag if I get some leases on that?
Mm-hmm. When you say back to ag, it's still ag. The difference is, and I know that this is somewhat confusing for some people, if you have production on the property, then there's a subsidy, and the state, under the Code of State Regulations, will give you a certain value to your property, and then they give a subclassification which determines your taxes. But if there is no production on the property, it can still be ag, but it then goes to fair market value. And so that's what the difference is. And yes, in coming years, if you have any kind of ag production, such as somebody haying the property, anything like that, then, yes, you can get that production. Yes, the assessor. Okay. The assessor,
and just
wants
so
to
you get. Know, for all of your acres, all you need is one cow or one goat. Put it on your personal property, and there you go.
Okay, so, I mean, that's kind of the problem we're running into with respect to the values. And the values were set by a land study, which the assessor's office did for the Branson School District. It's the lowest. They did a land study of land sales. They threw out the highest, they threw out the lowest, and they used the next lowest value on a price per acre. And
which is $43.56 an acre, or 10 cents a square foot.
That's in the Branson School District area. So that's what the value is.
And Hollister.
Okay. Go ahead.
The only other question I have then is, there's two parcels there. There's the one that's close to the road, that's 9 acres, and it's classified as residential, and I don't understand.
Go ahead.
Typically, we make them all ag. If they're touching each other,
way.
All ag.
And also, there's a equivalent property just down the road that's classified as agriculture.
What I want to tell you, since your parcels touch each other, we consider that one big parcel. And so you should, that other one should not be residential. It should be at ag, so.
That's the 9 acres?
The 9 acres, yeah.
Correct.
Okay. All right, with respect to the value on this, do you have anything you'd like to tell us on that? Just on the valuation, the appraised value. Do you think
I assume that when it goes down to agricultural, that valuation will come down?
In other words, yeah, your tax rate comes down when it goes from residential to ag. And I think we are willing to make that on the 9 acre parcel. But as to the other ones, without any other evidence, I don't know that we can give a change in valuation at this time.
It would still be at market value.
All right, David, as to 601, BOE 601, I would make a motion to deny change in valuation.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, as to BOE 604, I would make a motion to change classification from residential to agricultural and to deny change in valuation.
Second.
The second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. David, you'll get a decision within a couple of days. We've given you instructions on for the future, but if you don't feel that that's appropriate valuation, you can take it to the State Tax Commission as well. You have those rights. So we do appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Okay. I appreciate it, and I know you guys got a big job on your plate, so thank you for your time, and
it's all right.
I look forward to that.
Sure. All right. Thank you, sir.
Did we ever do number 605?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. We've got loss on this page, though, too, before we go off this page at the top of it.
419?
419, yep.
Okay, 419 is Branson Hills. Yeah. That's another reassessed out there.
409, I think?
Yeah, it's at the top of page 32.
So this is just purely valuation and probably a percentage increase, substantial percentage increase.
Before, did they go back out and remeasure him? Is that the guy that...
No, that was...
No, there's another one, too.
I think we had it yesterday. I don't think it was this one. It might have been.
They say in person, but they weren't here.
7-8 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Joseph and Lori, we had you on the docket today. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were just trying to get a hold of you regarding your appeal. We'll try back here in a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, what was the other one you said?
It's BOE 605. I think that's just a vineyards, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the appeal on this valuation? Yeah, just valuation. BOE 605.
This is not going up because...
That goes to 30%. Yeah. Yeah, we got it.
No, it was that thing with the percent. Yeah, you're right. That was a mistake with Ulrich. Remember, they had 30% off since 2011. Right.
So what value do you have on this one?
Let me look.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
72150.
That's what we got.
Bill, is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County.